Welcome to the Fifth Trooper Podcast.
Coming at you in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I drink your milkshake. I drink it up. You have a milkshake. I have a milkshake. And I have a straw that reaches all the way over here. And I drink your milkshake. I drink it up. Hello and welcome to the Fifth Trooper. sorry.
Fair.
Hello and welcome to the Fifth Trooper Podcast. My name is Jay Shalansky, and joining me this week, as always, Evan, the Trash Panda Boris.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up?
Not too much. Had a good time at PAX, so now I'm back in reality.
Ooh. Back to reality. Ooh, there goes
Mom's spaghetti.
So hey guys, welcome back to the Fifth Trooper Podcast. We're here, Evan and Jay, coming at you on the mics. I have a whole list, laundry list of things for us to go through today, Evan. We're gonna get to PAX in a little bit. I'd like to start with a very special offer to all of you listening.
Oh.
So, we are going to be doing some things in the next few months as far as for the community, things that we've done before, but things we want to do again. One of those things is we didn't get to do this last year, but we'll be doing it this year, is streaming LVO, Las Vegas Open. It's going to be a huge tournament. In January, we're going to be there, a number of us anyways, from the Fifth Trooper Network, and we're going to record and stream, hopefully live stream, Las Vegas Open. And so with that, we got some other stuff coming up in the future. We're kind of trying to make a big push for our Patreon, because that stuff costs money for us to get out there. And that's why we started the Patreon to begin with, was to kind of support.
Sure.
Us getting there. You guys who have been supporting are wonderful, have been doing a great job. We sent out our first Patreon rewards last month, and one of them was Dubacle t-shirt. The other one was the alt art cards for the army list. And so, people like those. And so you're getting something in return, but also we use that money to support the network. And one of those things we got coming up is streaming LVO, plus some other stuff in the future that I'm not ready to announce yet. But what we would like to do is see if we can't get more Patreon members to boost us up, so that we need to get some equipment. We need to do some stuff, and it would be nice to be able to do that. And so what we're doing is, from now until the end of December, we're actually, anybody who signs up for Patreon at any level, so our minimum level is $2 a month. If you could sign up for $2 a month, we're going to send you a Trash Panda Jedi sticker in the mail.
It's me.
At any level, you'll get that. Even if you could just, if you can afford, if you like the programming here, sound a little like NPR, but like, if you like the programming here, if you want to continue and grow and to do more, see if you can give up $2 a month. We would really, really appreciate it. I'll send you a sticker. And there's going to be other things in the future and opportunities, that you'll be able to get. And so we would appreciate that if you could support us, so that we can be bringing you, we're going to do it at, we're bringing you stuff, but like, so that we can afford to do, some more elaborate things, do things that people have asked us for some of these like streaming events. So if you could support us on Patreon, that'd be awesome. I'll send you a sticker. So that's that. So that's pretty exciting. The event deck that we've been talking about, we're in the home stretch. I'm finalizing the cards now, and I'm going to get them sent to the printer here shortly. I'm hoping by the end of this week. This is December 10th. Or 11th, and so I hope by the end of this week to get them into the printer and have them next week. And I'll be reaching out to those of you who we've used your ideas. Evan or I will reach out to you. We have something special for you, so we'll be getting in contact with those of you that we've used your ideas. Mm-hmm. And then the event deck is going to be available. Somehow I'm still working on that part, but we'll get it available to everybody, I promise. Okay, and then another update, Fifth Trooper Network update. The mats are still on the ocean. Our day is still looking like December 25th in port, which means we'll probably get them in hand a week and a half later or so, and then I'll be shipping them out after that. So that's still going on with those. And then once those are in, they will be out of pre-order, and they will just be regular sales at that point. So I think that's it. So like I said, we are going to be at LVO. I'm pretty excited about that. We're going to be streaming and also playing. You can come say hi. I'm going to have some special stuff for people. Listeners, come see me or Mike Dashes Barry or David Endless Zelenka or Mike Cirillo Ghostwalking from the Discord channel. We're all going to be at, and Thrawn is going to be there. Zach's going to be there too. So Zach, Thrawn, Barry, we're all going to be at LVO. Come see one of us, and we'll have, if you say you're a listener of either Scoundrels or Fifth Trooper, we're going to have something special for you. So make sure you come say hi. And then, all right, let's get on PAX. So, Evan.
Yeah.
Mr. Trash Panda himself.
It's me.
Tell me all about PAX. All
right. PAX is the Penny Arcade Unplugged Expo. It's focused on board games, role-playing, miniature games, all that kind of stuff. I went to hang out, meet some people, and play some X-Wing and Legion. Saturday was the first system open series that they did. So I played there, went 1 and 2, but that's fine. After that, I dropped. Only X and 1s make day 2. And I figured I'd just go play some of the cool, fun side events that X-Wing has to get some prizes.
Okay.
Some prize tickets, because if you haven't checked out X-Wing prize tickets, they're pretty dope. I got a challenge coin. That was pretty cool. I got an alt-dart damage deck. I got one of each of the Inferno Squadron people. That was super awesome. So that was really cool. And then day 2, I just did side events. There's a game mode called Aces High where you bring an 80-point ship, and then you just play a free-for-all. That's super cool, too. And so we just got the tickets, played for that. And then day 3, we played Legion. Turns out, at that event, you could win dice. Didn't know that when I went. So I brought this fun list that I actually think is real good. So I went to play, and only Undefeateds had a chance for him. And I was with my buddy Pat, and he just had his base clones on him. And he's like, should I play? And I was looking at the field, and I'm like,
yeah.
He hadn't played that many games yet. He's like, well, I can play, or I can go meet the guy who wrote the Kingkiller Chronicles, Patrick Rothfuss. And he's actually signing cards for a new, he made an expansion for a board game that he supervised, and it's got all of his characters' books in it, like Quoth the Kingkiller. Or alleged King Killer. They haven't gotten that book yet. Anyway, I'm like, yo, go do that. not telling you not to play, but when I saw some Shoreline lists and some other stuff, I'm like, you know, just go do that. You're because he's like, well, I'll just maybe play one or two, then drop. I'm like, well, don't do that either.
Right.
Just play, you know, play if you want, but there's some cool stuff here at PAX. So,
okay, so what? Tell us what your list was. I know we talked about it a little bit last episode, but tell us what you ended up going
with. Oh, sure. So I brought, I wrote an article about it, the Hoth Defense Force, name yet pending. It's Leia with strict orders, 4 Rebel Vets with the CM-O gun, the kind of better Z6.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's 2 1.4 cannons with comms relay. Suppression generator, overcharge generator,
yep.
And barrage generator. Sorry. Barrage generator, and then the link targeting array.
Okay.
And then I had one set of Tauntauns with Tenacity, and I had a airspeeder with wedge and comms jammer.
Nice.
It was actually real decent. To be fair, I only played one game. Best of 3. So we went, and my opponent was a super cool guy. He's like, this is my third game, and he had some, I should have taken a picture of, he altered his Dubak to have these demon tentacles coming out of it from a 40K set.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh man, it looks really rad. So we're playing, we're setting up, and I'm like, well, I'll remind him of triggers. And he was on it, so he knew his stuff. So that was super cool. And I'm doing stuff like, do you know what Leia's cards do before I surprise you with a turn 1 barrage? Because that's not fun if you don't know. That was cool. And then there was one turn that defined the game. So he moved his Dubak out in the middle, And then he goes, oops, that was a mistake because my whole army had line of sight, dude. I'm like, yeah, it was. So, okay, let me count the amount of things I shot this thing. One air speeder, 2 1.4 cannons, three groups of rebel vets, Leia, and the Tauntauns did not. It took my entire army and then another shot from a 1.4 cannon the next turn. It blocked like 30 hits. And this was just some nuts dice variants. And what made it the wound even saltier was he forgot his defense dice, so I let him use mine. And he was just like, it was like six hits, six blocks. And I'm like, why don't these do this for me? So I'm like I felt betrayed, yeah. Right? Like, these things never work like this for me. I've got video evidence here if you can just watch me blank out on six hits. So at that point, I put my entire army to killing the thing, and then the rest of his army just got to pick me off. And then he played fine for three games. He played pretty smart. Because I thought that Dubak coming out was just the death sentence. And if dice had been average, it probably would have been. And then that happened. And then I'm like, well, all right, I can't kill anything for whatever reason. So I got to suppress it out. So he had some snows coming up the side. And I put like seven suppression on him. I'm like, all right, deal with that. Rolls four or five of it off so they don't panic. I'm like, I'm like, dude, that's game. Like, I can't kill anything. I killed the Dubak and one set of stormtroopers. And that was it.
Right.
And he had like almost got me tabled at that point. I'm just like, I can't kill anything. Sometimes dice variance just happens. So
right. And he used your dice.
Yeah. So that made it even worse. Like, I was just like, jeez. So it
doesn't it always, because then when you use the same dice and it's like blank, 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 and you're like, dude, are you serious right now?
It's like they're holding that all the bell curves I've had bad lately for this event. So it goes on. So I want to drop because my buddy didn't really have anything planned for us today. And I'm like, dude, I'm not in the top two in prizes, and I'm not going to make you sit here to watch me play,
right?
You know, two more games, like, because we got 6 hours ahead of us. So I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to drop. Actually, like, wasn't a salt thing at all. I'm like, look, I got a long drive. I don't want because I was driving with him, and we picked up one of his friends for a ride home.
Right.
I don't want to make them just wait, because Legion may not always be intensely fun to watch. So I'm just like, all right, man, let's just book. Like, so I went to drop. Steve ran a great event. Actually, he was the runner of it. He did a really good job. The train was a little rough, but I mean, it's not his fault. He had what he had, and he actually made some pretty decent tables out of what he had. So I was really pleased with that. He did a really great job getting everything together. We started relatively on time. Only like a little bit of a hiccup because we had to like the miniatures and the tournament were kind of separate, so we had to wait to get in.
Yeah.
So, but that wasn't his. You know, that was out of his control. But tournament ran great. But after that, we left. And so unfortunately the guy's like, FFG was not the event. So he didn't have a spot to buy the dice. He's like, hey man, can I borrow your dice? I'm like, dude, you can keep these. Like, I was so mad. I'm like, you tell them that you beat after the fifth trooper and you need to avenge me. You need to win the rest of this. So it didn't look like a fluke. Like, you got to go and you got to just, you know, do your best. So I gave him like a handful of my red and white defense die. I'm like, dude, just take them. You're good. Like, I'm done with these after all the bad luck I've had, and to see them just like stare me in the eye. But no, he was a really fun opponent. Honestly, after that, like, I just left, like, it felt good, but like, I'd been playing X-Wing for like 2 days before that. So
it's not a real tournament, right? It's just a relaxed one. So.
Yeah, it was.
So SOS doesn't really matter, you know?
Yeah, no, SOS doesn't matter. I would rather there had been no prizes. I could have played and then not really worried about it.
Yeah.
But as soon as I saw those like clear white attack dice, you know, people are like, oh, I should bring something good to try to win this.
Yeah.
And I actually legit think my list is good. Because if dice had been a little bit more average, I would have had more control of the board because I would have killed stuff. Like, it was literally insane. I killed nothing. And I only had like two blank outs on attack. Most of all my attacks hit for like three or four over heavy. Like, I was putting out damage, just couldn't kill anything.
Mm-hmm.
That's a problem with not having Pierce in your army. I mean, Leia's got a pistol, but Pierce one, like, you can't rely on that to kill any, like, do power moves when you need it. But actually, the surprise card in my list was Turn the Tide. That being able to play that and then clearing my air speeder and both my guns were in range, so I cleared six suppression plus Leia's other two, so that's eight total suppression. Yeah, that's real great. You know, maybe with ATRTs might be even better because you can kind of be around your guys. But I thought that was real strong, so I like the list. It was a good game. I just sometimes you just,
yeah,
you know, I, you know, looking back, I could have deployed things a little bit differently in my mind. There are things I could have done to, you know, dice, you can't help but like how I could have played maybe to like, I tried to focus fire and stuff, but I could have committed that a little bit more.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's just dice, man. Like,
Yeah, I think it's tough too, for anyone thinking about TO and Legion, like having it on like the last day of the event is not always a great idea.
Yeah, he talked about that when someone else brought it up. Like, he's like, it's the only day they had free. Like, right. So it was just, and it's not like an official FFG thing. It's
right.
More of just like a fun thing. So, yeah, you know, I'm sure I would have loved to have had it on like a Friday or Saturday. Saturday would have been perfect because I could have played.
Yeah, because last year it was Saturday, right?
I don't remember last year.
I'm pretty
year's
sure
Legion,
because
honestly.
I remember playing, and then I think we left the next day.
I think I was playing X-Wing during that. Yeah,
yeah,
I don't remember.
Yeah, you weren't playing Legion last year. But yeah, that's cool. Well, sounds like it was a good time.
Yeah, it was nuts. Like, PAX is always a blast. Yeah, man, it was cool. It's my only complaint is like, so I have the PAX Unplugged's only been going for 3 years.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, I need a new hoodie. And the hoodies are $75, or they were.
Mm.
And I'm like, well, I've worn this thing like every day for, you know, 2 years now. And I saw their design, and it was still goop, like it's like goopy. It was supposed to be like their theme of this year. I'm like, nah, hard pass.
Yeah.
And then the other complaint is not actually so much about PAX, but the convention center food is outrageously priced. It was like $35 for some like 3 chicken tendies, a thing of French fries, a side of French fries, and 2 drinks, 2 sodas, one soda, and a bottle of water. Yeah. My buddy Pat was, he heard the price and he freaked out. I'm like, all right, man, stay cool. We can get through this. Everyone just.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember it being like that last year, but last year you could go across to the market there.
Yeah, they didn't want to let you bring. So you could bring like snacks and bottles and cans and stuff in. That they said like no one stopped you there because I brought in. The last day I had like my X-Wing bag was just full of drinks, right?
Right.
I wasn't paying $5 for another bottle of water. But apparently they weren't letting people in bring in food this year,
across
the street.
Yeah, because last year we could, what's that market
called?
Yeah,
I did last year. The market right across is great. It's nuts. Like
that. Yeah, right there in Philly. It's, dude, the food there is so good.
It's amazing. We didn't get to go to that because Friday I didn't have time. And then Saturday, by the time we got done, it was too late.
Right.
And then.
Yeah, I remember last year, like, getting a couple amazing breakfasts there and a lunch there, and oh man, it was so good.
I gotta say, out of the list, the vets being able to hand a order token to the 1.4s, the 1.4s getting a name so I can ready fire with a name each turn.
Yeah,
pretty good. That's pretty strong.
Yeah, I think like all lists, you just gotta practice now, right? Like, you just gotta get some time under your belt and get some reps and see where it goes.
I am diehard clone guy, but now that I really needed those personnel to come out, and now that they got pushed to next year, I think for like the prime in January, I might play this list just because it's fun. It's fun. I don't really care if I win the prime because I got my invite already.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of that, did you see that the invites are not burned?
Yeah. So we were wrong. So this is a great. Yeah, we were completely wrong. We had heard the prime invites got burned. Matt Holland posted the other day. Now, I trust Matt Holland. They could change their minds.
Yeah.
They have done that to him in the past.
Yeah.
But he said that basically primes do not burn. They get handed down to the next person who doesn't invite. So we can go to the primes in January, play, and not worry about booting any of our friends or people who want to go.
No, I wouldn't say we were wrong. We were right with the information we had, and this is kind of new information that
We were wrong about that they were getting burned.
Yeah.
That part was wrong.
No, it was, but we didn't know.
Right.
Like,
but yeah, so that's good news. So for those of you going to Just Games in January, you better look out for me because I'm coming for you. I'm coming ready to rock and roll.
Ready to rock.
But you know, you'll still get your invite. And so, so that's that. So that was PAX. Cool, man. Thanks for the wrap up. Speaking of primes and invites. So today on FFG's website, they had their Worlds article, that went up that was supposed to come out last week. It actually hit today. So they had 3 articles in the last 2 days hit about Legion. And today's was the Worlds. So basically there was a Google form. If you have an invite to Worlds, you should go to their website right now. Go pick your heat, day one or day two heat, because they're trying to figure out what to do there. And also, if you didn't get your Adepticon ticket, you should do that now. There's no way you're going to get the high-end Adepticon ticket. Those sold out in like four minutes.
It's like everything though, yeah. Right?
But you can get into Adepticon, and then just remember it's going to be another $25 to get into the Worlds once FFG gets all their stuff together there. So if you have an invite, if you haven't already, go up to FFG's website and go register on that little Google doc or forms that they got going there. So we got two other articles this week. Yesterday we got the article about the Clone Wars paints, and I almost blew a gasket. So I saw that article and I was like, are you kidding me? Because for those that don't know or aren't aware, you know, they've been promising through some of our community leaders like LJ, they picked a community leader, I think, for each game. Like X-Wing has one, Armada has one, and then they kind of disseminate the information. And LJ had been promising us that there was some new drops coming, some new, that this month was going to be exciting, that they had about five drops. And then two of them were paints, and I was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, I mean, for the diehard people in the hobby, probably not anything I need. For new folks, I'd love for them all to be out, and if someone asks me, what do I buy to get this going for like a hobby start, I'd be like, which corset did you buy? Which side do you want to paint? Boom, boom, boom. I get it. Unfortunately, it was just, luckily, we'll get to it today. There's a better article. But I think he kind of got like, you know, not LG's fault at all. He just told like probably five articles, and they put one on the first one to paint, and everyone's like kind of already, you know, just dealing with the fact that all of our product got pushed back. So this article is supposed to just blow us away, just keep us in. And it was paint, the first one, which
so here
is cool. It's
here's
just not,
my concern with this overall, is I feel like, listen, maybe you as a company should not be getting into other areas until you've got your main area on lockdown.
Yeah.
So let's lock down the miniatures, make sure A, they're showing up with the right bases, and B, they're showing up on time. And then why don't we worry about paints and mats and all that other stuff later?
That's fair. At the same time, the paint sets are out for the current core set, right?
I think they came out the same day as the Dewbacks with little to no fanfare.
Yeah, that's a bummer. I think they're a good buy for someone to get into it. It's just rough. Like, it was a rough, if everything had been going smoothly, I don't think this would have like made anybody make some waves here.
They're just burying themselves. I feel like they gotta stop. They got to stop doing this. No more preview articles. Or if you do it, it's a week before it comes out.
You know, I wouldn't even mind like 2 to 3 months. That's 2 to 3 months as a normal lead time. But we've had some articles like 6 to 7 to 8. Like, that's the problem.
Here's what's happening is I think the intention is it is 2 to 3 months. But then do you know how much can happen in 2 to 3 months with product? So it's like you announce and you're like, okay, great. Article's out. And then it's like, oh, snap. We left the wrong code in for the debacle base. We don't have the right base.
Yeah, I mean, that was unfortunate.
So what I'm saying is that stuff happens. So until you actually have product in house, like at the distributors, do you know what I mean? Like because I think that's what GW does, is they. All the products already in the distributors and like, okay, they're coming out Friday and then they announce it. You know what I mean? I think it sucks for some of us because we love the preview articles. Right. And for those of us that play TTS,
immediate new products.
Yeah. We could put it all in TTS and start playing with it because it's out there. But the other problem is then you're just from a company standpoint, it's a branding issue. I think.
No, again, like if it wouldn't have been so bad if everything didn't get pushed back, right?
Yeah.
Like if this has been normal, like we had, even with the Dubeck excluded, because that who could have saw that coming, right?
Sure.
Dubeck excluded. If everything kind of came out in the beat they were supposed to,
yeah.
I think this would have been fine.
Agreed.
It's just unfortunately.
Yeah. I think the announcement would have been fine. Like yeah. I think we probably wouldn't have cared as much, but yeah. we would just been like, all right, cool. More paints, and then that's fine, you know.
Yeah.
But the fact that they're like, "Oh, nothing's coming out till January, or February," and then they're like, "But we got new articles," and you're like, "Paints," and you're like, yeah. "What?"
Yeah, I mean, it went along with the live stream today. The pro paint or the advanced painting tips. No, it was kind of a like, you know, I see it. There's some, you know, community members who were real fired up about it. To me, it's just like, all right, like I was upset, but I wasn't like. I don't generally voice my concern in a forum or anything.
It's because you have a podcast.
I guess so. But even that, like, I always assume just, like, nobody listens to me. like, or listens
oh, they
to
do,
me.
You trash panda.
Listen to me and garble about. So I was bummed out. But mm-hmm. luckily, they came back today with an article that
yeah
that swung it around and made it fine. Like,
so, it's, yeah, you want to cover that?
They delivered on this one.
So, yeah, so that article was called Rules of Engagement, and it's announcing the Vital Assets Battlefield expansion. So basically, this is very similar
to Priority Supplies.
Yep, that came out. That was what, like a month or like September or October of last year?
It was actually kind of shortly after the core set, only a few months.
Yeah, and so... So another one with combination of models and new battle cards.
Yeah, there's actually, if you look at the plastic they show here, there's quite a bit in there, man. Like you get
yeah.
six bombs. You get there's if you go like right here, there's a payload objective that you can kind of read half of. But it looks like we got payload like transport, like floaty hover, space discs.
Yeah.
You get two hostages, actual like models, which is cool. You get some more boxes for like cover supplies or like scatter yeah. terrain. Some of the new deployments are cool. Like you can only see a little bit of it, but Danger Close looks really cool. Yeah. It's like you're both like you're in within range three pretty much.
Yep.
On two sides there. Fortified positions. More or less the setup is each person brings four barricades and you just set them up.
Yep.
That's cool. And then they added the new I don't know what the exact name of it. It's in there. It's not Priority Supplies. It's
hold on.
No, nope.
Yep. Hold on. Hostage Exchange.
Nope. We'll get to that one. But the one that has some cool stuff. One more.
Supply drop.
So supply drop actually comes with a deck of cards, and when you get to an objective token and you pick it up, your unit gets like a bonus, like a buff card. One of them is just back to. Back to capsules, treat one capacity one, so you can bring one trooper back to life or heal a unit.
Yep.
Another one's a field scanner, so it's a tap, but while defending against a range attack during the apply dodge and cover step, gain one dodge token. And it has fleets on the front because they could really use that. That's
yeah.
real good for fleets. And it comes with the standout one is Hostage Exchange. So I'm not going to read through this whole thing, but here's the gist. Each person nominates one core of the other guy to be in the middle of the battlefield, and they get like a speed one move so they can move a little bit. They each get a hostage token, which they gave you a miniature for, and the token reduces your speed to one, and you need to get the other hostage. Like, you need to get yours back to deployment to get points. You'll have one for each victory point for each hostage you control, and then you'll get another one if it's in your deployment zone. So picking a deployment with this is important because if you do long march and you're nowhere near. And then so the idea is you want to try to get your hostage back, but maybe even grab the one you traded back too.
Yeah.
And like there's a couple things like during round one, immune enemy effects. So they can't be bombed. They can't be shot. It just gives them a chance to like not just immediately be gunned down by a shoreline. Or as soon as the hostage exchange happens and they just get artillery mortared down. I think that's a cool game mode. It's a little wordy on the card, so it's the first time you look at it, you're gonna be like, whoa. But more or less, you each pick a core from the opposite guy, you put him in the middle, you move him one, mm-hmm. you give him the opposite hostage, and then you're trying to fight for that hostage. I think that's a really cool.
I think you pick your own. Each player chooses one.
Oh, they control. Okay.
They control.
My bad.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's cool.
My bad. So you each pick ones, but that's still cool. Yeah. Like, you could bring maybe a, maybe now it's, do you bring like a baby unit of just like four storms?
Maybe.
Just to grab it and they can just run with it? Or do you bring like death troop? No, death troopers aren't core, but you could bring super battle droids and put them down and be like, try it.
Yeah.
You know, right? Go for it. Yeah. Like,
I'll note here, I'd like to make a note on the hostage card. She is flanked by, it looks like, clone snowtroopers.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
So,
new unit, maybe?
Maybe.
So that's pretty cool.
You know how they like to tease us with the art in the... The only one that was, it was Obi-Wan, Old Man Kenobi, right? Hasn't come out yet.
Old Man Kenobi and then a probe droid.
Yeah.
Those are the only two, I think, from the old set that are that you can actually see.
Right, didn't come out yet. Yeah.
But so. I think this is like... So, this article... makes up for my kind of bummer of the paint, because this is interesting new stuff, and I can't wait to actually have legitimate, like, building a command deck right now, it's not really a whole lot to it, right?
Right.
There's like, oh, my army doesn't like this one card, okay, the rest go in. I really want the day when we build command decks, when there's like six deployments,
yep,
and you're like, oh, crap, I can only bring four, man, I really like that one, but I don't want that one, right? Or like seven or eight command, like, you actually have like a big choice of what's going on. So this is getting close. Like, some of these are cool. Like, payload's real squiggly even when we zoom in. But fortified positions is a new it's a condition where you bring out some barricades. That's kind of a bigger one of the smaller one on skirmish. The grappling harpoon with Luke on the T-47.
Yeah,
Luke,
and it's until end of your turn you gain scale.
That's really cool.
And there's a new symbol on there, which means X.
Might be just like a one
just
shot.
Just a one shot. Yep.
Yeah. I think this is really cool. I think this is slated for March on the website, which is interesting because I really want it to be legal for Adepticon, because I'd love to see the slobber knocker happen where everyone brings out these new deployments and no one knows what's going on. That's my dream. Is to go.
Yeah.
There are way better players than me, but if I can go in and be like, yeah, we're playing Danger Close and Hostage Exchange, you go, excuse me, what? And I'm like, yeah.
Good luck.
1.4 cannons, go, right? So, I mean, that's super cool. I really want more of that. I want more of everything. I love the game. I want as much as I can stuff into my face. But what I also think is interesting is in the – we also got another article today about Worlds.
Yeah.
How to sign up, more or less – if you want to go to Legion Worlds and you don't have a ticket, you don't get to play.
Right.
Because there's no last chance qualifier because there's already going to be a ton of people. That said, if you're going to Adepticon anyway and you want to play Legion, they're doing the skirmish side events.
Yeah.
And part of me is like, man, if I scrub out real bad in one day, maybe I'll go do a couple skirmish events and have a good time. I hope, because that makes me feel like they might do the ticket system like they do in X-Wing, and that's such the best way to do prizes.
Right.
So, for example, this year at the System Open, this was the first System Open, this new one, they put out all the prizes. You could win certain stuff if you made top 32 and top 64 or whatever, but they had all the like the prizes, and they said, this is worth 5 tickets, this is worth 2 tickets, this is worth this. And you're like, man, I don't really need another Altar damage deck, but I would like one of each of the cards. So you can just pick and choose your prizes, or you could save up and get like a good, like a clear art card. Like,
mm-hmm.
I feel like that's the best way to do it, because it makes it feel... like, even if you're losing, you still get something, right? Like, right now, losing in Legion, if you lose one game, that's in a smaller tournament, like, you're out, right? Like,
yeah. And that's the thing we were saying, you know, Worlds, if you go 3-1 in the two heats, you can still make it to the to the second day.
Day two. So that's cool, but let's say you lose two in day one, and you're like, oh, well, I'm not going to make it, might as well drop. There's incentive not to drop because you can just play to get tickets.
Right.
And you can use that tickets for prizes. So even if you're losing and you're just like having a good time with you, like, you know, at X-Wing, before I dropped to go talk to the Shop and Sit Down guys, because I wanted to autograph my Boba Fett X-Wing card.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, I was talking to the guy. I'm like, look, man, that's a screw around. Like, we played a game and it was over real quick. He just accidentally flew a ship off during like a clutch engagement phase.
Yeah.
I'm like, look, man, let's just play again. Who cares? Like, let's have a good time. We're at the bottom table. Who cares, right? Like,
right.
So we were having a good time, man. Like, it was we had a lot of fun. When you both leave smiling, that's the core of why you play these games, right?
Yeah.
Whether or not, because he won the first one. I won the first one, and it was so over so quick. We played again. He looked like he was going to win, but I had to take a work call, so I had to stop. But I mean, like, it was like, we both had a great time. We both got to play some X-Wing. Same thing with Legion, with the skirmish is a little bit easier for that when you're both like, your game's over in like an hour and a half, an hour, maybe things go like real crazy, but then you're just done and you go play another one, right? Like, it's right. That's why I think I'm excited for this Worlds, because X-Wing Worlds is like a party.
Yep.
And I want Legion Worlds to be a fun event that everyone can go to and have a good time.
I think spread out now it will be.
Yeah.
I think,
dude, it's a lot of, you're playing a lot of Legion if you keep making it, like.
Well, and the nice thing is, so let's say you're in Heat 1 on Thursday, right? And let's say you make it, you go 3-1, you got Friday off.
Yeah.
Like, you go do whatever, you hang out, like, and it's only 4 rounds a day. That's not bad.
No, that's really not bad.
4 rounds is so easy to do.
Yeah. Like, by the 4th, you're a little tired, but it's not like 6 or something, or like 5. Right. You're really just like, dude, just, I don't care. Like, take the prizes. I don't care anymore.
Yeah, so I think, speaking of that, why don't we've talked about this in the past, many, many moons ago, like probably a year ago now, but why don't we talk about it again? So being prepped for, an event like this.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, give me some of your top, what are your top recommendations? So this is my first Legion event. I've never been to anything like this before. What do you recommend I need to do, be prepared for, bring?
Snacks and drinks. I know that sounds like a weird first thing to right off the bat, but besides your stuff to play, like all your army and your cards and everything, pack a Cliff Bar or something and the water.
Yeah, and let me add to that. I would say make it something, a substantial snack. Like, don't just bring cookies or something, because there's a solid chance you're not going to. I mean, so I'll give an example. It was back in May now when we went to that RPQ, the RPQ I got my invite from. The biggest thing for me was after round 3, we had a huge break. Remember before the final, before Nick and I played in the final, and you and I and Connor, somebody else, who else went over to Burger King with us?
Oh, Nick. I think all of us did. There's like 3 or 4 of us.
Yeah, and we went over and got, like, I was starving, and I'm like, I need to eat before the final.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we went over, I grabbed a beautiful double cheeseburger, and some fries, and, dude, was I ready for that next match. Like, I had food, I was energized, I was like, here we go. But then, like, for instance, as a last year at LVO, my last match, my fourth match, sucked. I barely ate. During the day, like, I was so stressed out, you know what I mean? And it was just like match 4 came and I played Nathan, and we were just like both like punch drunk at that point, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, dude, that was crazy.
That's, I mean, even like at X-Wing.
Yeah.
Like this past one, normally I only brought one bottle of water. That was a mistake. And I didn't have any snacks. So I wasn't thinking about it. I'm like, well, I'll get something there. And it was like $5 for a bag of, like, a little bag of chips. I'm like, yo, what? You know, like, I knew it was bad. I'm like, well, I'll just get a soda, $5.50. I'm like, yo. You know, I was like, so at a big con, definitely bring your own, because you're not going to want to pay con prices. At a little shop, like, all little shops we go to have, like, dollar drinks and, you know, $1.25 snacks. But don't count on it if you've never been to that store. Because nothing else, man, you'll get, like, a migraine, you get dehydrated.
I think,
I'm so prone to migraines.
One of the first big tournaments I went to at one of these conventions, I saw some dude out of his backpack. So he had his, like, army bag and then a backpack. And out of his backpack, he, like, brought out this lunch pail and was, like, eating a sandwich and stuff. And I'm like, what is that guy doing? Yeah. And then, like, 3 rounds later, I was like, that guy's a freaking genius.
I will give you $50 for that sandwich. And that's, like, I'm saving money by not buying food.
Oh, my God, that guy's a genius. Yeah. So, like, here's what you got to think of it is. Think of it like you're going to work.
Yeah.
Like,
very much so.
You're going to work for 8 hours, maybe more. Like, bring, like, pack a lunch. Like, I think that's something I want to start trying to do more, is actually, like, pack a lunch. Because even though some of these places, like, give you an hour break or an hour and a half break, dude, do you know how hard it is to go get food at some of these conventions in an hour and a half break? And, like, or an hour break when break is at the same time as everyone else's lunch?
Yeah, no, it's nuts. Oh, if you go to, again, I'll take PAX again as an example, all the food venues are packed. You won't have time. You got like 45 minutes for a break. You may not even get through the line at that point. So having like a sandwich or something just to So normally what I do is I hit a Dunkin' Donuts or something. I do the 2 for $5
yep.
bagels, you know, bagel sandwiches, whatever. So I pound those. That usually get me into the afternoon not too bad. Then I'll bring like a couple Cliff Bars or something. Then I'll get me to dinner. And then by that time, you can leave, right? Like you're right. done playing. But no, honestly, food is the biggest thing. That really like, that was an unknown cost for me.
Yeah.
When we were doing it. Cause I'm like, oh, we'll get something there. It was like, I said, like $35 for literally nothing. Like, right.
Yeah.
Like,
it's crazy. So then the second thing I think is most important after that is footwear. Yes, I have a pair of sneakers that are like the, like basically I went and got sneakers and I was like, yo, I need like athletic, like running sneakers. And he's like, oh, do you do a lot of running? I'm like, no, but I'm going to be doing a lot of standing and I need my feet to be comfortable. And so I got these sneakers, and they're like my go-to sneaker. Yeah. Like whenever I go to a tournament, no matter where it is, I wear these sneakers and bring these sneakers because I can stand all day in those sneakers and my feet don't start to like crush me. And then with that, I would say too, there's always chairs. Take a break.
Yeah.
Like
no,
yep, sit down when your opponent's doing something, like just sit down and take a break. Like I know you're stressed and you want to stand up. Nope. Just sit down, relax. Cause it'll be okay.
It's honestly, a lot of times there's chairs, sometimes there isn't. You just know that you're going to be on your knees, like on your knees. You're always on your knees, but on your feet. But my knees are the ones that always take the beating.
Right.
So like my nice thing about Legion is you're actually kind of looking around the board a lot. So my back doesn't generally get too stiff because you're squatting down to look to see how if your guy sees. But that's still like getting old sucks. So, you know, all these like old injuries start propping up and you're playing Legion. You're like, oh my God, what choices. No, that's a good point too. I'd say, let's see what else we covered. Food. You said, footwear. Actually, footwear is correct. Cause you're staying on like, concrete.
Yeah.
Like a lot of these are, they might be carpet, but it's carpet covering concrete. Right.
It
like,
sucks.
It's, especially these big events, it's really big. You know, if you can go with a friend, that's always good. So you got someone to pair up with.
I'm back and forth on this one. And I'll tell you why.
Okay.
I find that if I'm with someone who is either A, not playing Legion, or B, playing and doing terrible, I almost feel like, oh, maybe I should stop and like stop playing, or maybe I should just drop because we need to go, or we need, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you feel that pressure.
Sure.
That maybe you don't feel when you're just by yourself and you're like, nope, this is what I'm doing today. Or, you know, tell your friend to go like, don't sit around watching you play Legion. Like, go find something to do and like, do that while during this, like, 10-hour span.
Yeah. It helps when you're at a con, when you're at just a small store playing Legion.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can walk around a store in, like, 5 minutes. And
right.
Yep. I'm good. Right. Like, you know, when my buddy Pat and I went up to a X-Wing store championship up in Toronto, I think this one was. We go to Canada quite a bit.
Well, because it's close.
Yeah, I mean, and I also, like, we go so much, I think it was Toronto, could have been,
right.
Ontario, I don't know, one of them up there, it was right when the Grand Republic first came out, I know what I do, see what I was doing, I brought a dumb list, and I was just getting, like, thrashed, but after, like, the first two games, I just stopped caring, I'm like, whatever, and he was doing well, and he's like, yo, do you want to go, I'm like, I was at the bottom table, I'm like, yo, man, I'm in the salt mines, I don't care, like, you're winning, go do what you want, man, like, I'm down here, like, trying to convince the guy, my opponent to fly his ships onto the guys next to me board so we can do like a 2-on-2 game because we're out of prizes. Like at this point we're lucky if we get showed up prizes. So I'm like, yo, look, they're not even looking at us. Their ships aren't even pointed this way. We could just bam, 2-on-2. We got this. Right. So it's, I do feel that, cause sometimes it's been the other way. Like at when I was with my buddy Pat at PAX, I'm like, when I realized I was out of prizes, like I couldn't, you know, I didn't have a chance for the dice. I'm like, I don't want him to sit here for, he is not the reason I quit. I quit because we had a lot of other stipulations happening. But I'm like, yo, man, yeah, let's just go. Like, we got a 6-hour drive. Like,
right.
You know, it's just it. But no, I can feel that, especially at a small store. At a convention, you can just go do something.
Yep.
Like, Saturday when I didn't have anything going on, I just jumped in, like, game demos and, like, watched a guy try to sell me a $10,000 gaming desk that, man, thank God I didn't thank God I didn't have 10 grand just to throw away or else, man. Yeah, geez, there's so many other things even $100 would go to right now.
Yeah, that's so funny.
But I had light up, had RGB and everything, Jay. It was insane.
Ooh.
Actually, the thing that was like just over the top is when he put his phone down on it, it had wireless charging. I'm like,
That's cool.
It's cool, but like tech like that changes all the time. So
right.
You might pay a lot of money for that and you get your next phone might not do. Anyway, no, that's good.
Yeah, earlier Evan was explaining this table to me and I'm like, okay, like, yeah, sure. And then I'm like, why is this 10 grand? He's like, I don't know.
I don't know. It was
there's just a lot of stuff.
It was, I guess the guy, he was good at selling it. He had like, he was flipping it all around, doing all the things. Anyway, it was sweet. But when he said the price, we all just like dispersed.
Actually, I'm going to start selling tables for 10 grand. Mine are just tables, though. Like,
mine are just tables.
It's vintage. It's what tables used to be, like back when they were invented.
Just it's wood,
four legs, and a top.
Antiques made while you wait.
Yeah. Right, hand-stained.
You just pass it down to your kids. Bam, antique. It's a family heirloom.
Made by hand in upstate New York.
But for conventions, honestly, the biggest thing is bring snacks. That's my big thing because you're going to be there all day. Besides, like, your army and everything.
So, yeah, bring your army in, like, an army carrier or whatever, or a bucket if you're Evan. And then bring a backpack.
Yeah.
And, like...
That's a good point.
Stuff it with waters, lunch, snacks. Like, over-prepare.
Yep.
Like, seriously, I'm not even kidding. And bring substantial stuff, like... that guy bringing the lunch pail, that's the best thing I've ever seen in my life. Like, that's what you got to do. You got to have a lunch pail with your lunch in it, a sandwich, like, you know, enough food. You're doing something for 8 to 10 hours, man. You're standing for most of that. Like, you need to eat and you need to drink and, like, you just need to make that stuff happen. So who cares? Just pack a lunch and that'll solve a lot of your issues.
No, honestly, like, I didn't do it for my first 2 days because I didn't know if I was playing X-Wing or not.
Right.
Because nothing Legion was happening. I actually met two of our listeners.
They were good.
Just random. I don't know. Oh, great. but they were just like playing a game of Legion.
Yeah.
Like in the middle of the miniature thing. I saw like a fleet trooper go up and I'm like, oh, what's going on over here? And they're actually coming to the RPQ in January to address games. So,
oh, snap.
So yeah, it was.
Here's a fun game, everyone. Evan. What were their names?
Jeez. Oh, God. Oh, I don't remember. I don't remember anybody's name. I'm sorry.
For those new listeners, some of you older listeners will know this, but for our newer listeners, Evan means well, but he is a little trash panda, and if he sees a shiny object, your name is gone from his brain. He doesn't mean it. You're important. Every one of you is important to us. Evan is just bad at names.
I'm bad at names.
Real bad at names.
And I feel bad because everyone tells me their name, and I'll get it for like the second, and then
you gotta do like one of those like that game where you're like, okay, bald, shiny, your head is
guess who?
Your name is Steve.
Guess like, who? oh yikes! You know, it's so. Anyway, back to this. Before I started getting shredded.
What was their names?
I don't know.
Whoever you are, we'll see you at the Prime in January at Just Games.
You know, that's a he mentioned something. He's like, because they're both playing and they're like playing and they're like, hey,
yeah.
He comes to me after. He's like, hey, Matt,
who came to you?
Jeez. He's like, what do you? He's like, sometimes when we play, we barely, like, we get just to the end of turn four. Is that maybe three or four? Is that like people are going to have, like, we're not slow playing. We're just the speed of play we do. And I'm like, don't worry. Like,
dude, yeah.
So
all of us do that.
So I'm like, don't worry about it. You know, like, look, man, like there's slow playing intentionally when you're like, I'm going to run out the clock in this guy. So I don't get next to it. You're not doing that. Right. That's somebody abusing a system.
Right.
Now, like, if you have a slow pace of play because you want to make sure you do the right thing, that's fine. There's extreme limits to it, but, like, dude, don't worry about it. Like, you know, I mentioned to the guy, I'm like, you know, there's nobody in our group that we play with that really really has an issue with that, you know. Like,
yep.
If you're just playing, especially if this is going to be your first big tournament, don't let that keep you, A, from playing, and, B, don't let that, like, discourage you from playing.
Right.
Be like, oh, I play too slow. I can't go to an event. And, like, no, that's garbage, right? Just you should go and have fun.
Right.
And,
yep.
Like, that's – you'll see – like, you know, Jay and I play. He's like, how do you guys get through a whole game? And I'm like, we play a lot. You know, like, he's like, well, we've played, like, 10 games. I'm like,
dude.
Yeah, I know. Like, we play a lot of Legion, and like, I could
10 games.
You know, when I, yeah,
they're right. Like, we've played hundreds.
Yeah, and it's not like, it's not, that's not a dig at the guy. No. It's just like straight, like, look, I know, like, when I'm, like, when I was playing the guy in, at the event, I was like, he would, like, roll his stuff, and I'm like, oh, it's critical one, you know, crit, like, pierce
right.
one.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, yeah. He looked down, because I just know all the cards. Like, yeah. It's,
I will say, I'm always impressed, Evan. You have a good memory for that stuff. Like, listen, I've been playing this game for almost 2 years now, and, like, like, there's still things I'm like, wait, what does that do? Because there's so much going on, and, like, I don't know. I just, some things I'm like, wait, what? I have to, like, take a second and, like, reset my brain for a second, because I'm like, wait, what does that do again?
You know, it's really lousy. So it's just, when I played a lot of D&D 3.5, I could rattle off, like, all the feats, all the rules. Yeah. And when I play Fantasy Flight games, because all the information is bite-sized, it's not a book, right? Like, I don't need to read a book about how Luke Skywalker works. I read this card. My brain just hits the keywords and some special stuff.
Yeah.
But that said, you asked me how to, like, create a routing IP table. I can't. Like, that's my job, right? Like, you know, but I can rattle off, like, oh, Luke's got Pierce 2 and his pistol's 2 red dice, range 2. Right. It's just, like, right. I just know, right?
Yeah. Well, and it's funny because, like, I'm especially, like, it's weird. And, you know, maybe other people out there can relate to this. But, like, if I'm in the middle of, like, an intense game and, like, we're really playing and I'm, yeah. like, it's everything counts.
Yeah.
My brain stops, like, cuts off memory.
Yeah.
And, like, so then I'll go to, like, shoot with shore troopers, and I'm like, oh, wait, what is that T20? What does that do again? What? And then yeah. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's 2 black, 2 white. And then, you know, like, I have to go look at the card to make sure, like, I'm not screwing something up.
And there's nothing wrong with that, and that's why the cards exist, right?
Yeah.
Always, like, so what I do when I play, I generally don't have a lot of weird one-off units. Generally, I make, like, all of my rebel veterans are 4 dudes with gun. Right.
Yep.
There's not, and I take one Rebel Veterans card and put the gun in there, and that represents all 4. It actually cuts down on some of that analysis paralysis.
Yeah.
When you can just look at, like, where's my Rebel Trooper card? And then you look at it, or, like, where's my T-47 card? Like, I know technically in the rules you're supposed to have 1 for each, but I feel like that's a lot of space on your side. And yep. then you can just get, like, it's a lot of information. Even though the game is very modular like that, you can look down and be like, what's going on? Like, so I really suggest, when you play, try to condense. If you have a lot of the same, like, you have 3 sniper teams, just put 1 sniper card, 1 gun, kind of put them all on that card. It also, that's how I do it. It helps me, like, keep track of stuff.
Yeah, it's just funny. Because it's like, I know these, and then all of a sudden I don't when I'm playing in them. I'm like, oh, wait. Like,
oh, Jay, it's got sharpshooter 1.
Yeah,
right. Like,
right.
I'm like, oh, yeah. And I feel back. Sometimes I feel like I'm playing the game for you, and I'm not trying to. I'm just like, no, that's got this, that's got that, that's got this.
Yeah, but it's funny because, like, I'm not even worried about what your stuff has. Like, I'm just worried about, okay, here's what I need. Here's the objectives. Here's what I need to make happen. Let's go. And then, you know, if you shoot at me or I'm like, okay, yo, that's 2, and you're like, no. It's got sharpshooter. I'm like, oh, okay, 3. And then, like, you know, and yeah. I'm like, yeah, that's right. Because I'm just in that. It's not that I don't know the cards. It's not that I don't play the game. It's like I'm so concerned on what's happening on the battlefield in that moment. My brain is like, I can only handle so much. And so I'm like, okay, I'm shutting off. We're shutting down memory and talking, and yeah. we're just gonna focus on
that's fair.
Strategy on the board right now.
And I feel bad when I miss other people's triggers. I know that sounds weird, but, you know, like, I know the cards, right? Yeah. Like, I know most of them. Besides some new stuff, like, I'll forget the names of, like, brand new stuff or stuff that's not out yet.
Yeah, sure.
But it when people forget a trigger that they would normally do, because most everything's like May. Like, there's a lot of, like, hard stuff, but, like, Pierce 1 is you may use right. it, right? So if someone doesn't say it, there's rarely a reason you wouldn't do it, right? So I'm like, oh, it's Pierce 1. And they go, oh, yeah. Like, right. I'm not trying to play the game for them. I just want to make sure that they're using their army to the best, and a third party watching. To me, because I feel really bad, because I know things work. Like, if somebody was just forgetting Entourage the whole game, right? Like, maybe he's just not used to Krennic and he wasn't putting it out. And I knew that and I didn't say anything like that.
Yeah, I have 2 speeds. I have, if I know you're new and you're like, yo, this is only my 3rd game.
Yeah,
I'll help you the whole way.
Yeah.
If it's super competitive and you don't say anything to me and there's no conversation and you're just like, all right, let's do this.
Yeah.
the first or second time, I'll remind you, and I'll be like, yo,
yeah,
you know, that's got that. And then if you do it a third time, I'm like, all right, listen, I can't play both of our lists
today. No, that's fair. That's fair.
You know, I won't be a jerk about it. Like, listen, yeah. I gave you an opportunity. No, that's fair. I say, hey, don't forget that has that. And then if you continue to do it, it's out of my hands at that point. Like, I can't play both lists.
No, that's fair. And I don't see, like, you know, an X-Wing, because there's so much, like, I'll give you two or three reminders. I'm like, please, please, please use your ability.
Right.
Right. Rerolls. Or, like, if they have me in crack shot and they've, like, I'm in their bullseye and I'm like, did you not want a crack shot? And they go, oh, yeah. You know, like, stuff like, I want them.
Right.
I want them to play their list of the best of ability because it's a test of my metal as well. If they're playing at, you know, 100% fuel and I'm playing at 100% fuel, that's the only way I feel like my win felt good.
Yeah.
Right. And, but again, like, I don't have a brain for the actual work I do, but for this game, I have a brain for all the cards. It's the same thing in X-Wing that I just, like, I'm playing both sides. And so that's when a lot of times I'll say, like, I'll go to Jay and I'll be like, yeah, this game's over. And you'd be like, how do you know? And I'm like, I'll just, like, read all the abilities unless some crazy dice variance happens. And I'm not trying to be salty or crappy or, like, you know, curmudgeon. I'm just like,
yeah,
no, it's good. Like, you've got sharpshooter, you got
no,
Pierce.
No, and it's not, I think a lot of time when you do that, when a lot of people do that with me, I understand what you're saying. And I'm like, yeah, it is. But I think you should see this through because maybe there's something you can still learn.
A lot of it's just like at that point, it's dice variants that really need to go in my favor.
Right.
And man, I'm done with that.
Like, yeah, yeah.
After
yeah.
the two streams we've had.
Oh,
and then,
my God, I know.
And then that packs.
Third one? Oh, my God.
Shoot, yeah.
And then just, it went completely the other way, and I was just like, all right. Well.
Like, yeah, what do you do? I didn't lose a model. I know. Or I, like, it just, like, just nothing went your
well,
way.
Well, yeah, I mean, two things. That was a terrible list, and I played it awful, and I wasn't, like, so somebody messaged me and was like, yo, you didn't use any of Pelp's Force stuff, and I was like, oh, yeah. And so what had happened was I built that list like literally 2 minutes before we were going to play. I'm like, oh, I'm just going to try this crazy thing. And then I forgot half of what I had. And I think I was just so like, I think what happened was that veterans like blast that hit those snowtroopers like turn one and just wiped out my snowtroopers like was so demoralizing. I was just like, how is that even possible? Like that was an insane.
There's no Pierce. How did this happen?
Happenstance. Yeah. Like they were behind a heavy cover. Like, you wiped out the whole squad. I'm like, that no, like that doesn't happen. And it did, and then everything just went downhill from there, and I'm just like, oh, all right.
Yeah, it just
not much I can do.
Man, you know, I like to say Legion, like an X-Wing dice variance can really screw you. Like you can just have like something that should not happen and it does. And in Legion, because an 800 point game of Legion lasts longer and there's more stuff, that you can have a couple bad swings and still be in it. But sometimes
it feels like sometimes it goes the other way. Like a lot of times you could have a bad turn two or three and you're like,
and you're still,
it's cool.
On,
let me just hold. Let me see what I can do. I'm going to just have to change it up a little bit here to mitigate the bleeding. But yeah, I understand that because X-Wing is so quick and there's so few models out on the board. Like a couple bad things happen. And you're like, well, there's game.
Cause you can hit an X-Wing cause you're not rolling as many dice as much. You can hit a spot in that bell curve. You can hit a bad spot, and you just didn't get to roll out of it. Where in Legion, like, I've had my opponent, like, I was playing Spencer one time. His dice were so insane in the beginning.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, how do I win? I can't, like, I can't kill anything, can't get anything. And then near the end of the game, his dice just, the bell curve swung, man. Right? Swung the other end. Like, he used up all of his good rolls, like, right in the beginning, in the back. He couldn't save anything, save his life. So it's, the game is longer, so you get more shots in, so the dice don't feel as bad. But there are some times, man, like you did everything you thought was right and the dice just said no. And you just kind of have to accept that. Sometimes you're like, yep, well, maybe I should have brought Pierce.
Right.
Like that's what I was thinking is like, man,
I guess I think sometimes though, it's just playing the list a bunch of times and just not get like, I don't think you should get discouraged from that. I think you should just keep going.
Oh no.
This if the list feels right. Well, it is more to everyone listening. If the list feels right to you and you're feeling okay with it, but then you have a bad game or a bad tournament, please, please, please just continue playing the list because you're going to have a good one pretty soon. So just keep practicing.
No, for real. Yeah. Like anything can be. Like with Legion, the nice thing is you kind of have to go out of your way to make a bad list. Like you really got to like build really strangely to make something bad. You know, honestly, like three bikes and six cores and veers. still probably okay, I think.
Yeah.
Veer's bike, that's 10 activations. Bikes are good now because their upgrades got cheaper and they have impact.
And they got cheaper.
Yeah, they got a little cheaper. Like, I think that's probably still good. Like, so, and that's a real basic list to play, right? Like,
right.
I feel like if someone could get, if you can get good with like a basic list that you just, you understood the fundamentals of the game, a lot of the new fancy stuff won't bother you because it turns out bikes can get to you real quick and make that mortar of the shores real useless, right? If it, if it gets on them.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. I agree. I think there's a lot of room to play with the points updates. You know, we're still seeing some crazy stuff happen. We got new units coming. It'll be fun.
Yeah. Yeah. I think everything's still in flux. And so we'll see. And it's just going to get worse. Like, no, it's just not going to clear up in the next. Like, I don't even know. There will never be a clear. I think gun lines and tons will still be good in the next through probably summer.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think once summer hits, we're going to see a shakeup in what the meta is again, just because it's such a new game, right? Like,
oh, yeah. I mean, we've got
every unit is critical to every faction. Right. Yep. Like every time a new unit comes out, it completely changes everything. So, yep. You know, we just gotta be prepared for that.
Except Wookiees.
Right.
They're still bad.
Yeah. Because they're too dang tall. But all right. So moral of the story is get good, noob.
GG easy.
Or get wrecked. But yeah, I think that's it. You good?
Yep.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. We will talk to you next week.
Everyone, stay rad.
Join us next week for another edition of the Fifth Trooper podcast.
This has been a Fifth Trooper production.